You're listening to the Health Powered Productivity Podcast by RaderCo. I'm Marcy Rader, founder and chief productivity lead. This podcast aims to give you and your team bite-sized, time-saving, focus-boosting, health-improving tips you can implement immediately. Now, on with the show. Have you ever been scrolling through Instagram or TikTok and felt your blood boil at yet another post featuring someone's perfect Sunday, serene bath, or woodland walk tagged self-care? If you're nodding your head, you're not alone. Look, I get it. Your life is a nonstop juggling act, caring for a family, managing a workload for two, perhaps. So the whole idea of hashtag self-care can sometimes feel more like a taunt than a helpful suggestion. If you've ever wanted to drop a snarky comment saying, "Must be nice to have time for self-care," you're like 99% of our clients when they hire us. But hold up. Before you fling your phone in frustration, let's dig a little deeper. Yes, self-care is your responsibility, but it's not all on you. Companies and organizations also play a crucial role here. It's not just about adding cool perks like unlimited cold brew or Zen rooms. It's about rethinking the work culture that necessitates all this self-care in the first place. Maybe if I weren't doing the job of two people, I wouldn't need the Zen room, right? Here at RaderCo, we get an insider's look at all sorts of wellness perks. Everything from employee assistant programs and virtual yoga classes to in-house massage therapists. Kudos to the companies for these offerings. But let's not forget one thing. All the perks in the world won't matter if employees don't have the time or mental bandwidth to use them. If you're bringing in on-site chair massage every Thursday, but Casey doesn't have time, doesn't even have the 10 minutes to step away from her desk to do it, it's not really that helpful. Would you even need a 2-minute meditation from the insurance provided app if you weren't sandwiched between back-to-back video meetings 6 hours of the day? Would you require an in-house therapist if your company culture didn't keep you on edge 24/7? So we've definitely seen some failures, and we're going to spill some tea. Both the companies mentioned are anonymous, but the struggles are real. And yes, those things that I just mentioned are from companies that I have worked with personally. Company A, insurance provider slashed healthcare benefits this year. In the same week, they promoted a meditation app that was now included in everyone's plan. That's all great. But one of my clients spent hours calling offices just to find a covered psychiatrist who was actually taking patients for her 13-year-old son. What she really would have appreciated was some kind of advocate or somebody that could find this out for her, take the stress away from her, rather than an app to help her breathe and have some self-care. Company B, they offer acupuncture and chiropractic services and cover quite a bit of them, but they will not cough up a dime for an ergonomic desk. And I had one client who was pregnant and she was supposed to work hybrid. She was supposed to be 2 to 3 days in the office and the other day she could be from home, where she had invested in a sit-stand desk for home. And she even had a doctor's note that she needed to be able to stand. It really hurt her to sit. And her company would not cough up $150 for her to get a sit-stand desk in the office. And so she started just working from home. And then felt shaming from her team that she got to work entirely from home the last 5 months of her pregnancy. You know, these are the types of things that just don't make sense. And yes, I get it that sometimes it comes from different budgets and those types of things, but we're not looking upstream at what is causing people to have so much stress to begin with. So enough of the downer stuff. Let's talk some wins. Several years ago, a team at the University of Chapel Hill, we worked with them for a year, and this team chose to spend their budget, instead of like on lunches and birthday parties and things, they decided to spend it on productivity training and coaching. And the result, I loved working with them. They were more cohesive. They were more efficient. They had less stress in their everyday life. And this carried over into their personal lives at home. And they all unanimously said that was a better way to spend their money. And that was all upstream stuff. That is long-term gains. This was probably 6 or 7 years ago, and they're still feeling these gains. Another client I worked with reduced internal meetings and, you know, reduced the amount of them and how long they were, and actually encouraged their team to enjoy nature walks together. And this team, they go for hikes at Umpstead State Park because they are local, or at the museum on the Greenway. And it is a way for them to get out of the office. They are all doing it together, even the leaders. But they are not saying, do this on your own time. They are doing it together. And then lastly, our largest client, Blueprint Medicines, who I'm always so proud of, they provide productivity coaching packages to about 15 to 20 individuals each year at all levels. And it's not just for the executives or leaders, which is what a lot of companies, you know, devote their dollars to, or the higher up the ladder you go, the more executive coaching and things that you get. This is for everyone, because if the people supporting the leaders aren't effective, happy, and healthy, it hurts the whole organization, and it brings bottlenecks of a different type. We're doing a training just for executive assistants and admin assistants soon, because, you know, it doesn't matter the level. Everybody can benefit from coaching. At the same company, we've also implemented what we call design days, where most of the company, because there are some roles that just can't be because they are a biotech company, or most of the company is meeting, email, and instant message free for an entire day once per quarter to allow everyone to do deep focus work or just catch up. And then one other thing that they do that only a couple other companies that we work with have taken advantage of is they offer acute crisis counseling with our RaiderCo crisis specialist. And this is for team members who have experienced things like the accidental death of a loved one, a miscarriage, cancer diagnosis, sexual assault. We even had somebody that they had something very horrific happen in their family, and the manager and some close team members met with the crisis specialist to learn better how to support that person when they came back. And this is important because while long-term therapy may be needed, the energy to find one in your plan, if it's even covered, you know, or get on a wait list or schedule an appointment and then wait for that appointment is too much to bear and not helpful at the moment. Offering this option is, you know, within 24 to 72 hours, and it may only be one session or it may be a few until they need or, you know, until they can find that long-term help. And this is invaluable to the employee and not a burden to coordinate. So if you are in a leadership role, you know, ask yourself, what workplace pressures are making team members desperately need that self-care? You know, if you just implemented a project management system and got everybody out of their inbox, could that do it? If you change from being an always-on culture and sending emails at night and on the weekends and just scheduling them during work hours instead, you know, taking away the anticipatory stress that these people's families are feeling, could that decrease the need for that self-care? If you have tackled this challenge head on and you've found something that's worked that I haven't mentioned, please reach out and share your strategies with me at helloraiderco.com/contact us. You know, do you have a no meeting Friday? Do you practice email-free vacations where you actually shut them out of email? I want to hear it all. So here's your final nugget. Self-care shouldn't be a burden, neither on the individual nor on the team. Let's make it something more genuine, more integrated, and ultimately more effective. And if you're looking to make your company the epitome of health-powered productivity, contact us. We are in the business of changing business for the better. Until then, find your balance and own it. But self-care is everyone's job. Thank you for listening to the Raider Co. Health Powered Productivity Podcast. The resources mentioned are linked in the show notes. If you found this podcast valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone you know who could benefit. For more bite-sized tips, our top recommendations, and to learn more about working with myself and the Raider Co. team, from consulting and coaching to speaking and more, visit helloraiderco.com.